Okay, so initial impression is, this is a historical kind of thing, okay? That's just from the title, how it's a history. Okay, but the first sentence is saying, when I got to Alcoholics Anonymous in 1974. Okay, so it's a personal story, so I'm going to write story at the top. And underline it. Because it's talking about I. Okay, and I'm just going to look for, see if he gets into topics rather than his own personal story now. So I'm going to read like the first sentence of each paragraph, skimming. Okay, when I get to I instinctively knew that the sentence, okay, that's the first one. When I got involved in AA, I came across the name Hazelden and wrote them for the catalog. Okay, while reading it, I found there was a fellowship called Narcotics Anonymous. In 75 and 76, I was getting more and more tired, consequently more depressed, personal story. During the latter part of my period of study, it's a personal story. Some months previously, I'd given a life book to Matthew, a friend of mine in AA, and whom I knew was interested in getting any going in Melbourne. Okay, now we might be getting out of this story a little bit, so I'm going to read this a little more carefully. Okay. By this time, I had some literature from WSO and a contact in Sydney. Okay, he's talking about, I had some literature, contacts, Patsy and David. This is still a historical thing, but it's tied into his personal story. One Sunday afternoon, Matthew and I went to see David, Patsy and David. They told us about Narcotics Anonymous and said, now there were NA meetings different from how the NA meetings different from AA meetings. In NA, we were told the members concentrated on how they worked, not what they did. Now that's a good line.
Could you read that? Yeah. How they felt.
Now that pops out. Now I might write this down on a separate piece of paper. In NA, we were told the members concentrated on how they felt, not what they did, and recovery was talked about more than in AA. They said they would support the meeting. Okay.
That would portion of that possibly used in number two, talking about NA versus NA.
Okay, it could also mean what be used under why we are here.
Yeah.
What drew us to NA rather than primary orientation in A, at whatever point in our sobriety that happened.
I read that sentence too. I was looking at three on there, and we talked about reservations, why we were here. It becomes a form of kind of thing. Why did we come here?
Yeah, but maybe reservations isn't the only sub section of why we're here. I can see why, you know, why are we supporting the name? Why am I in the name tonight rather than in the name?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Two or three. Three probably maybe exhibit that.
Okay. So I'm gonna put a mark here, just going through it.
Three maybe.
With a three and a circle around it. But, you know.
Oh,
that's what I did.
Number different portions of that you can use in different areas.
Oh, yeah.
We can break that down into a longer.
At least it makes it noticeable, and you know that you can use it somewhere anyway, whether it be 3, 2, 10, or whatever.
Right.
At least it's notified, so you know you can use it.
For us to put a 3 there, we're going to have a problem. Can we just stick that in the file?
Well, I'm thinking that if we, depending on the length of the piece, I'm going to see how many 3s and 2s, and, you know, where it fits as a whole, and put it in that file. There might be something out of it that will later be transferred to another subgroup. Maybe this is the only 3 in there.
Maybe we can make a copy of that page, stick it in the 3.
Right.
Okay.
You know, that's what I...
Yeah.
We don't want to get stuff lost out of which file it came out of.
Right.
Is that before?
Well, I don't think we want to... Well, there's a code number on each file, so it can be written on the page.
That's good.
Like this one is... Melbourne Bowler, Australia, 0004. If you're going to take anything out, separate anything out, write the code number. But this may all be in 3. Or the bulk of it may be somewhere else. But right now, I'm just, hey, that popped out. Okay. The latter part of my stay in the hospital, boom, 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 that's personal. During this time, I found out just how little, boom, there was in Melbourne for the attic, boom, 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 boom. Skipping down, some months previously, I'd given the white book. Okay, sounds like he's already said that. Yeah, it is. In fact, this is a duplicate. They ran this page twice. Here's a page out of the original in this. Let's see if there are any others. 004. Okay, also, this may be just by, you know, may work out that this one is supposed to go to 3 and the rest of it is going to go somewhere else. Okay. I'm coming there. In the meantime, plans have been going to get it started. Start with anonymous in Melbourne. Arrange for a meeting. This is really outside. From the start, the theme of the meeting was recovery. We all knew how to use drugs. We all knew the effect they had on us. The primary thing we were all interested in was how to stay clean, how to cope with life without using drugs, how to handle unpleasant feelings and emotions. In other words, how to get better. There's a paragraph. Okay. This may be taking it further than we want to take it in our initial sorting. Probably we might want to begin not even this close. Okay, that's definitely a 3. Go anywhere else?
Yeah, well, if it's going 3, because we're 8, we do recover for 7.
Well, what I'm thinking here, from the start, the theme of the meetings was recovery. It's talking about why we chose NA, why NA, you know, why NA. So I was thinking that fits more into why we were here.
Okay, yeah. Still to be 3, you know, but
it's describing
where
why.
Else, where else could it possibly fit?
It could be what is Narcotics Anonymous.
Yeah. Okay.
It could be,
but we're not down to the final sort.
No.
But this is just
move on.
And
besides that, don't stop.
Just keep going on. You got the number on that one.
And besides that, I already have a 3 here.
Well,
so this is turning into a 3 already. Okay. At these meetings, I learned that I was an addict. My addiction started as a child long before I ever picked up a drink or a drug. As a child, I became addicted to fantasy, which was a reality. Nature of the addict. This is a 2. At these meetings, I learned I was an addict, but my addiction started as a child, long before I ever picked up a drug or a drink or a drug. As a child, I became addicted to fantasy because fantasy was much more prevalent.
Okay, Juan, who is an addict?
Oh, who? Yeah, that's a 1, I mean. That's, we're talking about the same thing. As I got older, I didn't basically change. Okay, 1. I broke through my emotional barriers from NA and learned a lot about myself by identifying with other addicts who were also willing to talk in depth. Today I am free of my addiction. I think that's just a statement. It doesn't really see that's, you know, that's kind of like everybody.
How about 8? You do recover.
Could be. I think for our purposes here, it's probably such a so understated that it doesn't really fall heavily in the category. But people will pick this up when they review it with 3. Okay, that's the first letter. Okay, so first, here's what we got. That was a 3-page deal. We know it's primarily a story because it's talking about me. It's not an article. Okay. Out of just skimming it, we picked up 2 3s and a 1. Okay. I think this should go in the 3-5. And when 3 goes through it, they can make the copy and shift to 1.
Okay.
Okay. I guess this is the cover that goes on it. It would be a nice idea if we had staplers.
Or clips, don't we?
Or paper clips.
Yeah, we
have
a lot more than that.
We do.
That's cool. Okay, I'm going to clip this together, and I'm going to write a 3 also story, and then under it I'm going to write 3, and then also 1. Okay? So that'll go in my 3 pile. I'm not going to put it in the 3 pile, because I don't have a set of piles here, but I'm just going to kind of... I think what we're all going to end up having is like 10 manila folders like these. Probably one labeled 1, 2, 3, 4, you know, and I'll put it in that folder. Okay, here's a such and such and such. Here's another letter. Personal letter to Bo, so it may not fit. I just got your name and address from Ross, so maybe I missed the deadline, but that's too bad if I have. I felt for a while that I should get down on paper just how NA is hard to Melbourne, so this is what I've done. Okay.
Cover letter, a piece of
yeah, it's a cover letter. I'm just going to tack it back on here with the envelope, copy of the envelope. It doesn't really. Okay. Huh? No, don't throw anything away. Don't cross anything out. Or note on anything where you're destroying the text underneath.
Because we should even have a collective power.
Well, no, we're clipping these. Okay? The group that goes, okay, this is going to 3. When 3 gets it, that may be the time to separate out. And now they're the ones that are going to be, okay, here are the 2 chapters. They may read this in some more depth. Okay, this is real good. We're gonna, they'll be cutting the section out here. For a pay stub. Or they'll be taking this paragraph out here. They might just take this paragraph out and walk it over to 1. And hey, we have 3, but it looks like there's been 1 in here. Take a look at this, see if it fits in here. Okay, so we're basically... Okay, here's another cover letter. This is just a letter. This is a duplicate. Copy of an all envelope, an answer. Another copy of the same thing. Okay, here's something. This is it, out of a personal letter. Thank you for your letter. Okay, that paragraph is... The problem with prescription drugs is certainly a hard one. Aha. When NA started here in Melbourne, we took the position that clean meant just that. However, I think we did differentiate between a pain-reducing drug and a mood-changing drug. A pain-reducing drug taken as prescribed for that person was not treated as a break. However, I remember that a mood-changing drug taken for whatever reason was taken as a break. I remember that the group secretary was prescribed Valium once and took it. We felt rightly or wrongly that she could not contribute as secretary of any. Is this fitting, or is this something that is, you know, what do you feel about what the way this is running?
What is NA? That would be 2, as far as...
It may not fit anywhere. I don't know.
I think it is. It should be there somewhere. Yes. I don't know.
I would say 2 and 3.
Because I think that we have to lose at that particular point, because I think it keeps cropping up. It's something that keeps cropping up, and it's got to fit there somewhere, like who is an addict?
Or recovery and relapse.
Or recovery and relapse.
Yes. A lot of
I think we need to respond to it.
Oh, yeah.
You need to respond to the question.
Okay, let me read some more. Remember, group secretary was prescribed Valium. We felt rightly or wrongly that she could not continue as secretary of an NA group. Another member who was prescribed by Mitch was got addicted again straight away. went through hell for weeks withdrawing from them. I seem to remember staying around at the time. It's okay to go mad if I have to saying or staying around at the time. It's okay to go mad if you have to, but don't pick up that first pill. Where in the book does it say first fix filler drink?
All right, see, at the end of how it works, but what is the NA program? This is a program of complete abstinence from all drugs. That's no, what is the NA program with the student? It fits right there from all drugs.
Maybe that, as we go through it, that's a will probably definitely be a sub chapter. This is a program of abstinence from all drugs, because there's so much, and there has been so much controversy over a long period of time. You know, and this will, there'll probably be a lot of input in that area.
That's
you're in hospital and you need drugs.
Life support drugs as psychoactive drugs, you know.
But you see, this is where that type of writing is going to be fitting. Whatever point of view it's coming.
Like when we say at our meetings, please refrain from talking at our meetings if you've taken anything in the last 24 hours. To extend that would be if you have taken any mood-altering drugs.
In our group, we wrote that same thing was if you've used today and are called on, please pass.
Isn't that same thing?
Well, that's your autonomy of group now. He said, you have, you know, that's your group.
Yeah, but what about any as a whole? That happens to be part of what we're saying.
Hey, well, how much put in the one you said then?
This is supposed to be just
that. We're just going to you can't tell the blame us for it. Put it in your group. Don't tell us about it.
Yeah, we are probably dissecting this much more than we should now for this thing. We're really reading it and discussing what's said. Okay. That came in a two here, so there's a two here. Okay. I see the rooms there. It's okay to go to Fishville. Okay. But I do know we did have a very curious and straight attitude to the problem. There's so many coming at the time we wanted to keep smoking, using pills. I think we all imagined it went to complete absence. A lot of the addicts also wanted to continue boozing. We had the definite idea that working the 12 steps would negate the need for mood-changing drugs, and that just plain hanging on also helped. That's how it was for the first year or so in NA here in Melbourne. I hadn't had much to do with NA for the last couple of years because the meeting changed from Wednesday. It was impossible. Okay, that's, you know. Okay, here's the two. Out of the same envelope. So this would go in the tube file. Okay, this is cover. And that's all there is in that one. Okay, so there's a lot here, and there's a lot more that we looked at. But we got this fairly well separated into three different sections. Four different sections, actually, because it is the first is primarily historic. And it may be that we'll end up eventually with writings in more than one, the same writing in more than one place in the book. You know, we might have a paragraph in the text portion that will show up in the story somewhere else in the book. That's all right. There's nothing wrong with it. Okay. Okay, I want to put, okay, the first part we read was three, was basically three, and there was a one. I'm going to put it in three. There happens to be a copy of that page, so I'm going to put the one that we found. No, there isn't a copy of that page. All right. Yeah, there is. There happens to be an extra copy in here, so I'm going to look for that page at meetings. Okay, here it is, here, at these meetings, with a one. Okay, so we don't have to cover that, so I'll put this page in one.
Still gonna put where it came from, the O-O-O code or whatever.
Right.
On the top right hand corner, maybe.
Yeah. Bo, the code system on these, will the number be enough? Just the number? The code number? Melvin Bowler 0004 Australia. Will 0004 be enough?
Yeah.
For you to, for someone to
identify?
Okay, put a number sign by that because we're using different numbers, different places. You know what a number sign? Everybody knows what a number sign.
Yeah.
No, like tic tac toe.
Tic tac toe.
Number 0004. Okay, that goes in. In one. Okay. The bulk of it was 3. So I'll put that in there. The last little part we got into in a separate letter, communication, was a 2. This is out of file number 0004, and I'll put that in 2. Okay.
All right.
And we have some extra things here that came out of the file. I don't know what they were copies of, you know. But I'll put that back in the original, in the duplicate file, and put that in the done stack. Okay. Here's another one. I don't know what it is. Okay, handwritten. Hi, my name is Tom, and I'm, is there a cover sheet or anything? I'm going to thumb through here first and see if there is. Doesn't seem to be any kind of cover sheet with this. Like, dear such and such, or a separate kind of letter, so. Okay, we'll just start out. Hi, my name is Tom, and I'm a happy and grateful alcoholic and drug addict. Clean and sober, I'm by the grace of God, 12 steps. Life today is filling, and there is a something for living within my heart, a joy for living in my heart. Okay. It hasn't always been that. Okay, this is a story. Primarily. But let's see if we can pick anything out of the story. So we'll skim again. Hasn't always been that way. I used to drink for 12 years, almost 10. It was a personal thing. I was an addict, an alcoholic, a hopeless, and a hopeless variety. Okay, skipping down. I was brought up in a loving, so-called middle-class, personal. As far back as I can remember, I felt separate. Now, that could probably go into the nature of the addict, but it isn't writing on the nature of the addict.
Still
personal story. Growing up in Southern California, I seemed to get into all the normal things. Okay, that's still pretty crazy. Not really talking about the program or anything. I have that alcoholic addict personality, self-control, running riot throughout my childhood, always wanting my own way. Okay. That still could be nature of the addict. Maybe there is some who is an addict in here. We don't really know yet. I seem to be an average student. You know, I seem to be an average student throughout elementary and junior. Again, he's just talking about his experiences. This is, you know, a drug along. As I look back over the course of 12 years, I see how each new drug I tried, I loved and pursued it. Whatever it was. Blue speed, boop, 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 boop. My first few highs did bring me a sense of freedom. I quit high school. first trip to Hawaii in 1962. I was very scared of life. Now, some of these, you know, they're gems in these stories. But maybe we won't pick them up right now. I really don't know. If they have to pop out at you, you might write them down and put a slip of paper in. But this is seems to be basically, at this point in the writing, a story. And what I'm going to do now, as we skim, I'm basically just going to look to see if the nature of the writing changes. Okay, summer of 63, okay. I was 19 years old at the time. I was full of something, and I didn't even know it. I was only new, and I had to drink and use drugs, okay. At the end of the summer, someone gave me a surfboard. I felt totally burned out. Vietnam, this part I had only been in jail 3 times. Skipping down, I stayed pretty much out of trouble, stayed high and did nothing. Skipping down, during this period of 1 month, AWOL, okay, personal story. I finally got out of the Navy. The psychiatrist said my mind was learning disorder from the use of marijuana. Hey, that's one of my pet projects. That popped out of me. Because I have a theory that like 80% of us have got learning disabilities. Childhood. That's just something that's, you know. We have reading problems, spelling problems that made it very difficult for us to compete as a child, many of us, in the peer group. Not having to do with intelligence or anything else, it's a disability to communicate because of the classic thing, the reverses and writing something down, writing ER instead of RE and things like that. For me, I know that, you know, I couldn't compete with the kids in grade school because, you know, I couldn't tell the difference between a B and a P by looking at them. They both look the same to me. At one point. And I had to learn how to learn a little bit differently than the other kids. I think this is very, very widespread in college. We're dyslexic, a lot of us. But that's just a personal opinion that I've been doing research on for a couple of years.
That's a valid part of your inventory. That's its liability.
That's right. Oh, hell yes. And isolate.
Yeah. I mean, you get what lunch, you get lunch of things that you know about. And addiction might obscure the reality of the problem you have.
To me, this isn't really a cause, but it's contributing.
Literally, you have specific things you can work on. If we can find out what it is.
Okay, you keep turning. We will get into discussion of it too much.
No, that's a different trip. Okay, I finally got out of the Navy. Okay, wait, I did that. I was now to meet a new friend in life and find a new world. A world of fiction. Okay, shortly after getting cut out of the service, the girl I had met and I went to Hawaii. Okay, I'm just reading the first sentence in each paragraph is what I'm doing right now. We got a house in Venice, and drugs were in abundance. Okay, she became pregnant, and we got married. During this period, a lot of dealing was going on. Something in the months that, somewhere in the months after, before, I had gotten floating moon. Books on yoga and meditation, Eastern stuff. Back in Hawaii, my wife, 4 months pregnant, and living in the country again. My wife had a first child, beautiful baby girl. We were on welfare. Life consisted of something, fear, that intense, nameless fear of living, feeling separated from everyone. That's beautiful. But again, it's just part of primarily personal story stuff. Okay, in that 3-year period, I would stay clean for 2 weeks here and a few days there. Always would end up using again. Possibly recovery and relapse sort of thing. I don't know if it's been in the program yet. They didn't pop out. This woman seemed, okay, here he met someone from the fellowship. This woman seemed to radiate a feeling of joy. I never felt anyone before. I had never felt anyone before. Upon meeting her, I felt that I had known her forever. Something in me was drawn to her. Little did I know that this woman would become my sponsor, playlist, such a big part in my life for the next 10 years. This was the beginning of a journey that even today, something to never, well, said ceases, but should be never ceases to amaze me. A way of life of learning complete trust in a house. Okay, now here we're getting into stuff that might fit.
That would be, again, that would be revealing vision and discovery.
Or it might be why we're here. Or it might be what is Narcotics Anonymous. Yeah, or just, you know, I don't know quite where it's going to fit. This was the beginning of, okay. This was in 1968, it seemed that the student had become ready and the teacher had appeared. Needless to say, the house became an AA house. The woman was a sober alcoholic and addict who had 8 years sober and clean. She started a meeting at the house. I remember my first meeting so well. I remember that for the first time I identified with another human being. Not so much because they used drugs, but more of what went on inside. Pages out of order. Clean and sober, the most I had ever had. Yet the feeling returned, and I picked up a joint. A few days later, I took a red. Within a week, I was shooting dope again. Cover in real life. Okay, that's definitely an 8.
7.
Yeah, I'm not looking at that board. I don't know.
That's 7, but before that would be an 8. Would you recover?
Or it may just be a personal story. I don't know. The feeling I get out of this is primarily a personal story, and I'm down to, you know, last page or so. But there are a few things that did pop out, so I'm going to mark them in here anyway. And I think this is, at this point, I think this is going to go in the personal story folder. And as those are reviewed again at some future time, because there are just a few lines. There's not a paragraph I can separate out, really. There's one down here. This was 1968. Oh, no. This seemed, now this is a good paragraph. This one might come out. I'm going to bracket the paragraph. This woman seemed to radiate a feeling of joy. that I had never felt before. Upon meeting her, I felt that I had known her forever. Something in me was drawn to her. Little did I know that this woman would become my sponsor and play such a big part in my life for the next 10 years. This was the beginning of a journey that even today never ceases to amaze me. A way of life, the learning complete trust in a higher power, and learn really hard to read. And to learn I have, well, no price tag. Three words in here I can't read. A way of life where the constant thought of others must become all automatic. This was 1968, a teen student become ready and the teacher had appeared. Needless to say, the house became an issue. Okay, this is, again, going back in kind of a mundane thing. So it's this one paragraph in here. Yeah, I think that's the story. It's beautiful. I mark it so when they go over it again as a story, they'll pick up on that, and then they might route it at that point. I don't think maybe we should route it right now. I don't know. What do you guys think about it?
I've been putting the story just put on that one, as you said, in one paragraph.
Yeah, there's a mark.
Somewhere else.
Maybe you should even walk in 8 minutes, which is,
Maybe you just want to pull that part of the paragraph out to add to that with some other material.
Yeah. Well, what do you think we ought to do in a case like this? Should we pull, this isn't the original. Should we maybe just pull this one page and put it in 8?
Oh, we'll pull one page and put it in 8. Yeah, we'll do that in the journal.
Maybe a copy of it.
I think that's what it should be known myself.
Since we have the original, we should have a full list from 1 through 11 and just stick them into there because we have the original copies.
Yeah, just mark
it. Why are you going to be using?
We eliminate
the
staff
here. They can all put it back.
0030.
Eliminate
what
the
page was it?
Doesn't matter.
Well, if you can put them back together.
You can identify it as 84.
No.
You can find a place to put it or just put it back in there. Because they're not paying numbers.
Okay, let's put that in 8. Okay. This is that was best. Yet the feeling returned and I picked up a joint. A few days later, I took a red and within a week I was shooting dope again.
So,
it started a period in my life where I used for 10 months, day and night, drinking, shooting dope, and taking pills. I got to a point where I knew I would never get clean again. I had completely surrendered to drugs, period. My wife left me. We had 2 children. Now I'm skimming again because he's getting out of it talking about my wife left me. We had 2 children. You see, there's the meat right there. For a while.
Thing that you lose.
Yeah. This becomes a list. Today I know that was God too. She left a little boy with me. For some other reason, she left a little boy with me. Today I know this was God. Okay, that's pretty personal. Identify with the mother who uses and yet tries to raise children at the same time. For I found myself in many something, not even knowing who my son was, yet knowing he was there must have kept me somewhat aware of living. Okay, this is the four. Stay.
Four?
No, not how.
Seven.
Seven.
Yeah.
Cover it.
Yeah. There's the seventh fold. Staying clean and sober today goes so much beyond staying away from the first six or drink. It is a way of life. A life that I call an adventure today. I have an outline for living. It's 12 steps. And either I either try to practice the mind. Oh, that's what those are. Those are all twos. He puts a two instead of T-O. To practice to live these steps or I die. I've known more joys than I ever thought possible. That's
we're still talking story. about this continuation of that same thing in the cover of Relapse. I think that's what he's alluding to, of the recovery and relapse.
Possibly. I think it probably seems like it's more, okay, now he's looking back. He talked about his recovery, his relapse, and his recovery from the relapse. Now he's back in the way he's feeling about the program today. Looking back. We found a way up and out, fly here. Sue learned to share what is going on inside. It's a give away program. No matter what it is, love, joy, or tears, to fears, we have to give it away. So today I am clean and sober by the grace of God and without a fellowship. And this I am grateful for. God is loving us now. You can use this for the new anything. Okay.
Okay, what I want, can I take a second here?
Sure.
We was going to have a barbecue, but that's off. The weather's so bad, and it seems like we need to be here doing all this. What I wanted to do was pass a hat, and everybody fill in what they can, and we set up a buffet table there, keep it open, and then we can just go eat at random, take some breaks, have some donuts. You know, if everybody kicks in what they can, then we can get
coffee
and soda. All right,
okay, that's the second one. We got one page break. When you're reading this.
Because this is going to have to last all day.
Huh? When we're reading this, okay, you get a photo with that eight. If you feel you left something left out, you can go back into the masters and pull that the next page or the page before, just check it in. Okay, I'm going to put this back in. These products will be filed out in the masters when we get done with them. It's primarily storage. Do we have a thing set up for storage?
Yes.
Yeah, there it is.
Okay. I think the stories we should just leave in their envelopes.
We got one here.
Well, what do you think, guys?
I got sort of now. That's what
there'll be a lot of stories. That's a good idea. Yeah.
Okay, leave them in the envelope. Stick them in.
I mean, photocopies in their envelope. Be full but fits. Okay. This is a story. We might have to go back and find this amazing.
One of the folder with the stories on it, or pieces.
Yeah, you got it there.
Particularly good story. Write
note
the file.
Note
the number.
Yeah.
Just on the file instead of putting the thing in.
Yeah, 8.5 by 11 lines. Number under stories. Any story that seems real good to you. I mean, at first glance.
Yeah.
We're gonna miss some good ones. We're gonna pick up that aren't so good. Okay, so you see the kind of things we're doing. I don't think we have to do another one right now as a whole group. I think we probably spent too much time on these.
Yeah, I think we need to do it more.
We need to do it back on the procedure.
Yeah.
Now what we need to do is come back and designate what the procedure is.
Right. Well, this is what we've been experiencing, the procedure.
Experience.
You know, okay. We've probably spent too much time on these two.
We should come back. A short one is very good and easy to read, and a quick practice procedure. And then go into,
I don't understand.
Get one that's easy. It's better written, easier to understand.
Hey, I just pulled three at random.
Yeah. That's the way, you know, we had to do that at random, the experiment without a new procedure.
This one already says story. Hello.
Hello, Julie.
I was talking about
stories. Do you really think that we should assume them and save ourselves in trouble in a certain way?
Well, what I'm saying is they're already assorted if they're back.
You can answer them together.
Okay.
There's a page missing out of anything. Yeah, that was something else I want to say too, because I think that we should make a copy of that now for us,
Now we need to have a group for breakup in.
That way the whole thing is
there. Three people do a group or?
Two people do a group.
I don't know.
What is that, four groups with three in each group?
I don't know. How many people are here?
Three in each group, that's what we're talking
about. But three in three each group?
Yes.
Okay.
Bo's going to take care of setting up a group.
Maybe just go one, two, three. Yeah.
Huh?
Where is this one? Three. You're going to set up the groups. Okay, we've got to do it.